Yo!
Alright. What's up? I'm starting a campaign, baby. The Take Back Your Life campaign. The average American is on their cell phone, their smartphone, screen time, almost 5 hours every day. So, I think that's crazy. And I remember a time before smartphones. I was reminiscing. I didn't get my smartphone till 2015. I had just turned 22. I held off for a little bit, for a few years, when my family members had them. And I remember, and now looking back, I'm like, well, I was smart. I had good instincts. And definitely went through times over the years using, you know, having to use it for like work stuff or school stuff or just kind of that kind of annoying stuff, you know. And it's kind of just insidious, the way that Daddy Apple has snaked its way into the American daily life. And so take back your life. Post your screen time on social media. Take a snapshot of it and post your screen time. Just do it. Just post whatever it is and make it a goal to lower it. I would like to see, I'm like the president of social media, phone stuff. Dude, all right, so it is social media. Social media is bad. You shouldn't even be on social media. It's a waste of time. It's all fake. It's not real life. But it's also just the phone in general. Just lower your screen time. But it starts with posting your screen time. So share it. I would like to see the average American screen time under 2 hours. Like, I don't think we would have as many. I think it's literally connected to the mental health crisis in this country, is the abuse of smartphones. And honestly, I was thinking the other day, remember when Steve Jobs just like, he could have got treatment, but he just peaced out. He was like, nah, I don't want to get treatment. And when was that? And so he just died naturally in October 5th, 2011. So yeah, he was 56. I think he knew what he did to the world. I think he knew like the like addiction crisis. And I mean, he probably didn't know like the extent of how crazy people would get with their phones. I mean, even Steve Jobs probably didn't imagine that it would be like this. That like the average person would be on their phone, on their screen time, looking at their phone screen for almost 5 hours on an average day. It's just, dude, and that's accepted. It's become widely normalized. It's like, oh, this is what. So yeah, so I'm starting a movement. I'm saying Apple, you should definitely do a old school brick flip phone that just has maps and weather. And yeah, dude, it's now that I can live, now that I'm not in LA anymore, I was more connected to my phone down there, trying to book acting jobs. Now I don't really need my phone for my work. Like, I just know my schedule and I just look at it in the break room and then I just show up, and then you're not supposed to be on your phone. But that's what I love about my job now. I'm like, dude, bring back the 90s, dog, you know? And I was only 6 years old in the 90s at the oldest. But I'm saying bring back, like, I don't know. I'm just starting a movement. That's all. So hop on board if you want. But if you're going to call me a hypocrite, check out my Facebook. I'm going to be posting my screen time every night. 32 minutes yesterday. Anthony Davis, the brow. 6'10", 253, March 11th, 1993. Almost exactly the same age as myself. Went to Kentucky. Halloween 2012, debuted. 9-time All-Star, 3-time Block Champ, 2020 NBA Champ, 4-time All-NBA, 2012, 13 all rookie, 4-time all defensive, 2016, 17 all-star MVP, 75th anniversary team, wore number 23, now wears 3, 736 career games, 24.1 points per game, 10.6 boards, 2.5 assists, 76 games this season, 24.7 points, 12.6 boards, 3.5 assists. His assists and boards are up, as well as points slightly up. Also, that's a solid season for AD. Just really quick, let's just look at his games played per season. Starting rookie season, 64, 67, 68, 61, 75, 75, 56, 62, 36, 40, 56, 76. So not too bad. I mean, fairly consistent. I mean, definitely consistently missing games, but not that many. So definitely on track to be a Hall of Famer once again, just like Embiid. I'll say AD, he'll play into his late 30s. I mean, at least just like Embiid should hopefully play past, I mean, at least to like 36, I would say, and be a future Hall of Famer. There you go, baby. Get off your phone. Take back your life. Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.